PBI Radio Awards 2012, category A5, New Irish Music Musical Talent Programme. Transmission with Colm O'Sullivan. Cork's Red FM.
Welcome. Hope you enjoy this. Over the next 20 minutes, gonna ask some rather odd questions and plot a path for a new Irish band to navigate through a changing music industry. Hope you enjoy.
Transmission on Red FM. New music from Jape, this year's Choice Music Prize winner. Track called Please Don't Turn Off the Record. Great sentiment. And Please Don't Turn Off the Radio Show, because we're going to look at something, I think, very, very interesting, which involves artists like Jape over the next half hour.
Transmission.
Been looking at a rather strange book called Freakonomics by Stephen Levitt, economist, and Stephen Dubner, an author, which looks at odd occurrences and comparisons, analyzed by economic principles, okay? So I've decided to apply to music, the freakonomics of music, and the odd occurrences and comparisons. In music.
It sounds ridiculous, but you see it all the time, people trying to fight against or build up something that they're sure is connected to something else, which it turns out just isn't.
Looking at the hidden side of the music industry.
Give people permission to challenge conventional wisdom and to ask a different kind of question entirely.
How is a new Irish band or a new band like a football team? And what can we learn from them? Ultimate aim is to, I suppose, give guidelines as to how a band can succeed through the music industry, because things have changed so much over the last while. Killian from Cork band Echogram.
The industry just went down the toilet because of the downloading thing, and the industry just didn't move with it, and they're still not moving with it, they're still panicking. Maybe one thing has gone bad, but at the same time something else has gone good. Like, I mean, people can, you know, have success from a video on YouTube now. You know, that's way more important than your MySpace, because MySpace is now gone. You know, it's like everything just isn't fads.
Talk about Echogram in a little more detail later on, and their position in the industry ladder. Sport married with music. Talking to football manager and player Damien Richardson.
I think in creating a band, you look at the same things. We often see about the big bands, because they're so engrossed together, they travel together, they spend so much time together that a lot of them fall out with each other.
Sure.
Well, part of the art of managing is to be able to keep the talents and the characters of each individual separate, so that when what merges into the collective is a positive sense,
sure,
of reality rather than any friction, although there will always be friction, there will always be a part of sport. So I do think there's a connection. I think it's about talent, but I think it goes further than that into a realization that if you're going to be a good manager and you're going to be a good performer, whether it's a footballer or a musician, you have to have a constructive imagination.
Sure,
you
sure.
You have to be able to see what your talent is and how to use it best.
We're also going to look at some music industry organisations like FMC, the FMC in Dublin. Brilliant organisation over the next while. And as I said, give Irish bands a guide to success using a rather unconventional method. But that's the fun. It's Transmission, it's Red FM, looking at the freakonomics of music. What has this band got in common with aforementioned football manager Damien Richardson? Find out next. No Patrol, Fallen Empires, Red FM.
You called my name in the dark.
Snow Patrol, Fallen Empires. It's Cork's Red FM. This is Transmission, looking at the freakonomics of music, the hidden side of the music industry, and asking a question: why is a band like a football team, particularly a new Irish band, with view to imparting some knowledge to bands on how to get through the industry? What is the connection between football manager Damien Richardson and Snow Patrol?
My daughter manages bands up to while back. She's managing Snow Patrol, and I got to know the lads very well, and we're sitting down talking to them one night, and in this sort of, they're football fans, and it came up, we talked about the relationship between football and music, and I was saying, in a band, the lead singer is the centre forward. He's the one that gets all the attention. He's the one that fronts everything. He's the one that makes sense of what's happening behind him. The drummer is the goalkeeper, and there's a hint of madness about goalkeepers and drummers. The lead guitarist might be the man who supplies the lead singer with all his best moves, his best opportunity. But But within that, the group of a band, there's a whole lot of sort of interchangeable incidents happening, and you have to react. Sometimes you have to react very quickly and spontaneously to something that's just happened, very much like it would happen in a game of football.
Yeah.
So there are basic similarities in any group, be it a team or a band that's going to be successful. There will be certain things that will be fundamental to that success, and the individual characteristics of each individual will be individualized, will be separate to them.
Sure.
There'll be a great likeness of it in every band, and indeed in every football team.
What a great connection. Damien Richardson looking at music from a football perspective. What about the other way around? Killian from Cork band Echogram.
Transmission.
We're asking the question, how is a band like a football team? Because you can see a tangible path from guy on the street kicking a ball to Barcelona or to Man United or whatever.
Yeah.
And it seems to be that talent is one of the major things you need to cultivate.
Yeah.
Can you see that comparison in any way?
Yeah, I remember one time I was told, not an anecdote as such, but I was given the example of Roy Keane, how when he was, you know, 13, 14, 15, he wasn't the best footballer in Cork by any means. He wasn't the most talented or anything like that, but he kept at it, he kept practicing and he kept making himself better, and he was so focused on training that he became a presence almost more. It was the presence and the confidence he had almost was an overriding thing of the talent as such. Like, he obviously had talent, but the fact that he just kept at it and kept at it and working hard, he just became this all-round, you know, potential football star.
Roy Keane with a captain's goal for Manchester United.
Sometimes I used to play against bigger players. You know, the bigger they are, the harder they fall, I was told, so I used to get stuck in, and that's the only thing I could do, really.
Like, football has grown massively in the last decade, whereas music has shrunk. And, you know, before, like, people used to look up to, like, used to have posters of rock stars on the wall and used to look up to rock stars as an example. And now it's gone to football because that's where all the money is.
It's Cork's Red FM. This is Transmission. Damien Richardson, football manager, giving us an insight into ambition and its relationship to music. Another comparison on the surface is, you know, you have bands on small record labels, you've got, as you mentioned, Snow Patrol, the bigger bands of this world, and in football, is the lure of the big club, the Man United, the Liverpool, the Barcelonas, I suppose, to a certain extent, is that prevalent in players?
Very much so. I mean, in this day and age, people talk about loyalty, and as if loyalty was the be-all and end-all of sport down through the years. Yeah. The most essential part of sport has always been ambition.
Sure.
And it's been the ambition of any player worth anything to be the best he possibly can and play in the best team and therefore the best club that he possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
So you move up the grade and you're always loyal to the club that you're playing for, but you're looking for better.
Mm.
I mean, that's an integral part of the motivation.
Mm.
And it's the same in music. My daughter now is managing a group called Falls, who great things have been told. They're learning the trade. They've had a couple of albums out. The next one, if it's successful, is a big stepping stone for them into real high-time music.
Mm.
And it's that ideal behind everything you want. You want to be true to yourself. You want to be true to the way your team plays or the type of music your band plays.
Mm.
You don't want to sell your soul for money because your talent is of far more consequence than money to you as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
And the morality of that means that money tends to contaminate most things that it touches sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the most enjoyable part of football, and I'm sure it's the same in music, is progression from the unknown into the relatively known, into the successful, into the very successful. And it's after that that your problems can be really begin,
mm-hmm.
both in music and in football. And it's that time that you need good management behind you, good people behind you, and off the stage or off the field, to really look after your well-being and protect you from so many of the difficulties that do arise. And in the age we're living in, it is money that is a serious problem in football now.
Yeah.
But money is only an energy that can be as positive as it can be negative.
Yeah.
So I think the real point of a manager is to be able to keep his players motivated, organised, but also keep them true to themselves. And ultimately, that has to be the aim of every performer, be you a musician or be you a footballer.
So, to advice and a helping word from a band, let's say, at mid-table, looking to progress in the music industry, Killian from Echogram. What would you say to the band at Grassroots? What point of reference, what piece of advice could you give somebody to use the industry to get better? What could you say? We've done this work.
In the time that we've been doing this, the industry has crumbled, and I think out of that, you know, everyone's trying to look for the flower bud of where it's going. I think for anyone who's starting out now, don't worry about the industry. You know, don't even worry about that. Just make music, record the music as best you can, make a video, put it out there and play gigs. That's all. Like, it sounds really basic and simple. I think when we started out, you know, the industry was tailing off, but we still had that concept of the major label, and you want to make the demo and you want to get it to the major label. That's all gone now. And I think as we've, you know, progressed and we've got things done, that idea has been eroded or erased, because it's irrelevant now. So anyone who's starting off now, you don't even have to worry about it. Like, if you talk to someone playing music, do they even know what a major label is? Have they even heard that phrase? What a wonderful thing that you don't know what that is. Who cares? Make your music, you know, be dedicated, though it takes dedication, rehearse and play gigs. You know, like, gigs are very important, because, you know, they get you match fit. Rehearsals are so important, because the difference is phenomenal. And just keep at it.
It's Cork's Red FM, this is Transmission, looking at the freakonomics of music and asking, as I said, how is a new band like a football team, with view to getting some advice for new bands and musicians. Speaking of which, it's Echogram. It's Red FM. This is Conspiracy.
Wherever I go, they conspire to blacken me.
It's Cork's Red FM, this is Transmission. As I said earlier on many times, we're looking at the freakonomics of music, inspired by Stephen Levitt and Stephen Dubner. Superb book, worth checking out. They haven't covered the music side, so I am. The freakonomics of music, the hidden side of the music industry. What is the hidden side of the music industry? Well, in a nutshell, the hidden side of the music industry is that it's changed, that it's not as navigatable, if such a word exists, as it was before. So we're comparing a new band, a new band scenario, to a football team. You heard from Damien Richardson, ex Cork City manager amongst other credits, and also Killian from new Cork band Echogram. And as I said, the reason for asking this question was to put a path for bands together that they can follow. Well, the obvious ones from it: cultivate talent, be ambitious, and most importantly, find a manager. It doesn't have to be your mate, doesn't have to be your friend, somebody you know. Look to other aspects of business. From what we've heard, a football manager would make a great band manager. There's a very tangible point of reference to both football team and bands. And a good starting point is First Music Contact, the FMC in Dublin. Angela Dorgan, CEO, talking about the first time they went to South by Southwest with new Irish music.
Designed a music from Ireland brand that's designed to look after Irish bands that are showcasing at international festivals. Mm-hmm. And South by Southwest in Austin in Texas in March was the first kind of branding of music abroad that wasn't kind of, you know, for St. Patrick's Day kind of thing. Right. So, and it was rock music. And, you know, one of the bands got two agents, another band got an American manager, two other bands got record deals.
Great.
And it was just the biggest success. And for the amount of work we put into it, I was glad at the success. But it just showed that all someone had to do was pull the whole thing together. So that's, it just shows that massive. If you can compress it all into one deliverable item, then, yeah, you know, if you build it, they will come, kind of thing.
One of Ireland's premier services for up-and-coming bands. That is the CEO, Angela Dorgan. It is FMC. firstmusiccontact.com is where you find it, and they'll take you through every single aspect of the career that needs to be looked at: planning, recording, promotion, gigging, and of course the all-important industry part, where you can hook up with managers and so on and so forth. So check it out, because it does kind of reference everything we've spoken about so far on the show. It is Transmission, it is Red FM. We're looking at the freakonomics of music, as I said, and one of the big points we're trying to do is connect two different areas, sport and music, and I think it's working. One of the big points First Music Contact focuses on is look to your influences for career paths.
Transmission.
Here's a man who started from a bedroom and is now an international superstar. A lot can be learned. Calvin Harris.
the Passion Pit remix you did.
Oh yeah.
How do you approach a remix? Sorry for getting so technical, but the end result is different, so much so, from the original track, which is, I suppose, almost like a new track. But how do you go about saying, right, listen, there's a track, do a remix? What do you do? Do you just go, right, feel it? And
the Passion Pit one was quite easy because it was just a good song to start with, so it was really only a case of just making it a little bit more club kind of worthy.
Okay.
It's got to start with a good song. Like, I like doing full vocal remixes. I'm not someone who can, you know, stutter a bit of the verse over some tribal drums, you know. I like to have a song. If it's a good song, then I'll be into it, you know.
There is an economic principle that says if you spend 10,000 hours on something, you become an expert. You become excellent at anything, basically. And it shows in your music and the way you carry yourself. This guy epitomizes that, Evan Dando. I remember the last time you were here, you decided to play guitar on the phone to me, which was quite funny on air.
What? Still got it. Comb your hair and paint and powder. You talk loud and I'll talk louder. You sing loud and I'll sing louder. Tonight we're setting the woods on fire. I don't care who thinks we're silly. You be daffy and I'll be dilly. We'll order up two bowls of chili. Setting the woods on fire.
Brilliant, man. Brilliant. One band that definitely has racked up, either singularly or as a band, 10,000 hours is The Frames. Going to play a session from them first just to show you that raw, visceral talent they have, and also look at some new Irish music thereafter on Transmission. That, as we said earlier on, is mid-table, is almost there. I think once the industry catches up, or once they realise there is another alternate way to do the industry, they could be big success stories. It's Red FM, this is Transmission.
And I love her so. I wouldn't trade her for.
It's The Frames on Red FM in session at Cork's Red FM. And as I said, visceral passion and absolute experience. 10,000 hours under the belt and you become excellent at anything. It's Red FM, it's Transmission. We're looking at the Freakonomics of music, inspired by two superb individuals, Stephen Levitt, Stephen Dubner. Check out their books. They haven't looked at the odd side of music, so I have. Freakonomics of music explores the hidden side of the music industry, and also asks the question, how is a new Irish band like a football team? The results, hopefully, were inspiring for new Irish bands. It could give them a tangible career path in an industry that's absolutely changed. Some really good music is nearly there. Going to play you a slight mixtape of it, including Cashier Number 9. Transmission. Stay listening after 10. We got Errol Alkin in the mix on all the artists he's featured, as he is coming to town to play with Just Ease on June 7th. Also, tickets up for grab for the same gig live at the Marquee, so stay listening. It's Red FM.
Transmission.